Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
See how you can maximize the uses of every dollar in your economy. So what we teach is just a way to leverage every single dollar and make every single dollar work as hard as possible.
Best Ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to ask you, do you have a strategy right now where you are getting leads that come into your inbox while you're sleeping? Do you have a strategy where you are optimized with both Google AdWords and SEO, search engine optimization? If not, then guess what? Today's your lucky day. We've got a free strategy session just for you, and it's with Dan Barrett. If you recognize his name, he was a guest on episode 565. And he is the only certified Google partner agency that works exclusively with real estate investors. Go to adwordsnerds.com/strategy and get a free strategy session to learn with him how to implement an online strategy for your market in both SEO and Google AdWords. Go to adwordsnerds.com/strategy. Best Ever listeners, welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate podcast, and we've interviewed lots of Best Ever guests. Today, we're going to be talking about a concept that ties into insurance policies, and with us to talk us through what he's doing and the business he has built around that as it relates to real estate investing, MC Laubscher. How you doing, MC?
Joe, I'm honored to be on your show, and I just want to say hi to all the Best Ever listeners out there.
Nice to have you on the show, and excited to dig into this and learn more about what you're up to. MC is the founder and president of Valhalla Wealth Financial. He's the host of a business investing podcast called Cashflow Ninja. He helps individuals and small businesses and entrepreneurs grow their wealth safely, according to his website. And you can check out his website. Speaking of the website, just click through in the show notes link and you'll be able to visit his company's website. He's based in Newton, Pennsylvania. With that being said, MC, you want to give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Sure. So I'm originally from South Africa. I came here in 2001 with a backpack, one suitcase, approximately $500, and a sense of humor and a sense of adventure. And then I played representative rugby up until 2007. And while I was pursuing my sport career, I worked in real estate investment and management. I did everything from managing large apartment buildings, starting in the maintenance to painting, turning over apartments, leasing, structuring leases, marketing, advertising, vacancies, rent collecting, bookkeeping, managing properties and buying, selling buildings as a broker. So I bought my first single family investment property when I was 21 years old. And I still have real estate interest. And then I have a degree in history and economics and an MBA in finance. And I've spent quite a while in corporate sales and consulting. And then 2 years ago, I started my own wealth management and education firm, Valhalla Wealth Financial, where I help people and small business owners and entrepreneurs build their wealth outside of Wall Street. And specifically with real estate investors, I help them to create a cash flow management infrastructure and a wealth capture system that maximizes their returns and leverage every dollar that they have in their personal economy. And Joe, as you mentioned, I also have a podcast called The Cashflow Ninja. I've guests on there that share their knowledge how to create income streams from everything, real estate, gold, silver, coffee, paper assets, digital assets, and businesses. And in that show, we also challenge existing societal beliefs regarding the concepts of money, saving, investing, and just the overall idea of retirement.
Just for me to understand, perhaps some of the best ever listeners, what exactly do you do from an implementation standpoint to build wealth?
Okay, so from an implementation standpoint, so what I do with my clients is we focus on a process of capturing your wealth through specialized insurance vehicles. So it's a cash flow management system that you structure using insurance contracts. Now, I want to emphasize the word systems, strategies, and processes because that's what really what wealthy individuals and family and professional investors focus on. So what we do is we structure this specialized insurance vehicle through a dividend-paying whole life insurance product as a chassis with a mutual insurance company, according to the infinite banking philosophy. Now, whole life insurance is just another vehicle and tool like real estate, paper assets, businesses, and commodities. So it's not the investment, it's the investor and how you do it. So let me jump into the meat of this, how we do this and how we set up the system. I'm going to touch base, just if you just allow me for a second, why we use whole life insurance, because sure, it dovetails with the real estate strategy. So when you fund money into a whole life insurance policy, a dividend paying whole life insurance policy with a mutual company, the money is liquid immediately, which is key for real estate investors to have access to liquidity. So the principal that you put in there is guaranteed and it earns a guaranteed interest rate that's then rolled up and locked in every year. And then also you get to participate in dividends as a policyholder with a mutual insurance company. Now, it's not guaranteed, but a lot of these companies that we structure these plans with have paid them for over 100 years consecutively. There's also no contribution limit, as with 401ks and IRAs. And then the growth is tax-free inside this vehicle, and then the distribution is tax-free. Another very important thing for real estate investors too is this is also private. So it's a private contract between you and an insurance company. So there's no public records and it enjoys asset protection in most states. Please check with your legal advisor in your state. Most of it is state specific, but most states protects you against lawsuits and creditors. And as real estate investors moving in this new economy, you can see that there's going to be a lot of litigation moving forward. Here's why it dovetails really nice with a real estate investment. When you borrow funds from a mutual insurance company, you don't borrow the money from your plan. You actually borrow it from the company's general account, meaning that your plan grows with their guarantees and the interest rate as if it's never been touched during the entire time. So the real estate investors have implemented this strategy is that they fund some of these policies up until a certain point and then borrow money through a policy loan, which they then use as a down payment, or they pay for cash for the building. And then the cash flow from the property actually pays back the loan into this vehicle and then they roll it out into another property. Now, I've seen guys do it with floor plans.
Say that one more time.
You can pay back the policy loan with the cash flow from the property. And you can take out more than one of these plans. I've seen investors do it with four plans. They fund these plans, and then they go and purchase one, two, three, four properties. And then the cash flows back to pay off those loans. And as it goes back into those loans, you pay off that loan, and you still have your cash value in there. So it puts you in a pretty good position cash-wise as a real estate investor. It could act as a reserve account, which everybody needs. I've actually used one of these policies with one of my properties when I had to replace a dishwasher and a washer and a dryer last year. So I had money in one of my accounts, which acted as a reserve account. And there's also another way to do it. Some folks have bought properties and then they take out the policy loan and then have the cash flow from the property fund the policy loan. So there's different ways to do this. Now, I've called it a wealth capture because having it inside that policy captures your wealth. You take out basically the money through the policy loan and then pay it back and it grows. So you have the guarantees, the tax-free growth inside, the tax-free distribution, and then you combine that with all of the advantages of your real estate, the cash flow, the depreciation, and also the tax advantages of real estate strategies. So it dovetails really nice.
Why are you able to borrow money through the policy loan while your policy is, still has the principal and the interest intact?
That's a very good question, because when you borrow money from the insurance company, you don't borrow it from your plan. So that's what makes a difference from an IRA or a 401k or any qualified plan. So when you borrow money from, let's use an IRA, you're actually taking the money out of your plan. So if you had $20,000, just hypothetically in there, and you take out 10, now you only have 10 left in that plan. With an insurance company, they have a general account, which a portion of that is set aside to offer policy loans for policyholders. So it's really a separate loan on the side from the insurance company between you and the insurance company. Now, why would they do that? Well, they have your cash value, your policy as collateral inside, as well as the death benefit. So these guys manage risk better than anybody else. So you can see how they're covered on the one side, and you as a real estate investor get to leverage this as buy properties and then obviously paying back the loans. Now, there is a percentage of interest for that loan. It's usually market rate. It's not as low as you can get, but you're paying that back into the general account. Now, the most important thing too is, as a policyholder of that company, you participate in the profits of the company through dividends. So some of the interest that you're paying back on the side on that loan, you get to participate in the end, at the end of the year, through dividends from that company.
I imagine that you're able to only borrow the amount of the policy that you have with them.
The cash value that's in there, that's the maximum amount that you can borrow.
Mm-hmm.
So as a strategy, you can take out these policies and then fund it for a couple of months, a year, 2 years. There's different ways to do this. There's different goals. Some guys just want to use this basically to tie down properties or buy a property and rehab it. Well, now they have access to capital. And as real estate investors, that's usually one of the things that they look at, where I'm going to get the money to rehab something. To have liquid cash available is a very big advantage.
Are you able to borrow for anything that you want since you have the collateral that's a one-to-one ratio of what you're borrowing?
Yep. A lot of what we do is college planning. So a lot of families use this to plan for college because this doesn't count against you in the FAFSA when you apply for financial aid. So because this is a private contract, so unlike 521 plans and other plans, this doesn't count against you. You can buy a car. This could be an emergency fund for your family. So this is a very big part of a foundation that what we teach at our firm for people, to have this as a financial foundation, have at least a minimum of 6 months of living expenses saved in there between 6 to 2 years is good. And then basically from there on, you have an emergency fund. You can plan through college. There's many different strategies that you can use this for. For real estate investors, you know, everything is specific. There's no cookie cutter plans here, which is, I like this because it's very creative and you're trying to solve problems and help someone achieve their goals. So we would sit down with people and then see exactly what their goals are, when they want to buy a property, what price range they're looking at, what they want to use these funds for. Because as I mentioned before, some people would just might want to use this as a reserve account if emergencies come up, if there's a vacancy, etc. So it all depends on the situation. But yeah, there's many uses, to answer your question, many uses for the strategy to use this.
And how do you get paid?
Well, as in writing insurance, I get paid a commission. Now, a lot of the financial management out there is assets under management, right? So they take the money and they get a percentage of your money. This is just a one-time commission that's being paid up front for the policies that you structure with these folks.
Got it. As it relates to your area of expertise, what's your best advice ever for real estate investors?
The best advice for real estate investors, I would say, know your operations inside and out. I think that was one of the biggest mistakes I made in my real estate investing career too, is just handing a property off to a property manager. Know your operations inside out. And then also, as it pertains to my expertise, is see how you can maximize the uses of every dollar in your economy. So what we teach is just a way to leverage every single dollar and make every single dollar work as hard as possible. This dovetails, as I said, really nice with real estate investment strategies, but it can use for many other things. As a matter of fact, the Rockefellers have used similar strategies through their family office, where they use permanent life insurance products like whole life to set up insurance trusts to capture their wealth and make every dollar work as hard as it can.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
I sure am.
All right. First, a quick word from our best ever partners.
Are you looking for a hard money loan, or do you have a mortgage note that you want to sell? Then email David at hasslefreecashflowinvesting.com. If you recognize this company, well, that's because David was a best ever guest on the show. It's episode 122, David Campbell. And you can email him at david@hasslefreecashflowinvesting.com. If you're looking for a hard money loan, or if you have a mortgage note to sell.
Best ever book you've read?
The Creature from Jekyll Island by G. Edward Griffin. I think it's a fantastic book to educate yourself on how money, currency, and fiat currency work. So if you want to understand money and the world's monetary system and understand why the global economy is in the shape it's in, I think it's a great resource.
Best ever personal growth experience, and what'd you learn from it?
I think I learned a lot from my mistakes and failures, and as an entrepreneur, we do that all the time, right? I think as a former representative rugby player, falling short of the biggest goal and the dream to play in the Rugby World Cup and then ending my career prematurely due to a head injury at the same time, I learned that it's not necessarily the destination, but the journey and the process of who you become as a person during this process. So I try to live in the process more and savor every day more, because as entrepreneurs, we're always chasing that next goal and that next dream. So I try to live in the moment every day and just be focused on what I can learn in the moment and the personal growth opportunities that I have in the moment.
What's the best ever way you like to give back?
I'm involved with Kiva.org that helps small businesses and entrepreneurs fund opportunities all over the world. I love their philosophy and their core values.
What's the biggest mistake you've made so far in real estate?
As I mentioned before, I think not knowing the operations of my property inside out. When I purchased one of my first properties, a single family property, and this could be a multifamily property and an apartment building too, you really need to know your operations better than anyone, so you can read your financial statements better and you know exactly what's going on those financial statements, and you can spot issues very, very quickly.
So true. So true, my friend. What's the best place the best ever listeners can reach you?
Cashflowninja.com. That's my primary platform. That's also for my weekly podcast. I have a ton of resources on there, and there's an ebook that they can download, the Money Masters Playbook. If they actually want to email me at info at cashflowninja.com and put best ever real estate advice in the subject line. I'll mail them out an ebook for that too. And if they're interested in the strategy that I spoke about to boost their real estate gains and other investments, they can also email me at info@cashflowninja.com and just request a book. There's a really good book, Becoming Your Own Banker by Nelson Nash, that explains the strategy really well. And I'll be happy to send that out to any of your listeners that are interested.
Well, thank you for introducing me to a concept that I've heard about, but it wasn't articulated in the way that you articulated it, where now it's clear to me. Investing in whole life insurance, where you have a policy and that's getting interest on that. Is it a dividend or interest on the policy?
There's a guaranteed interest, and guaranteed. Then there's a dividend on top of that. It's not guaranteed, but some of these companies have been
around over 100 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so guaranteed interest on it, and then probably a dividend. And how that's relevant to real estate investors is we can use that as collateral to then borrow money while that amount is still gaining interest and perhaps a dividend. We can use that as collateral at a 1-to-1 ratio to borrow for properties or for whatever we're looking for. But obviously in our case, properties or infrastructure for our businesses. So thank you for talking through that example, and best ever listeners. Sounds like MC would be happy to talk to you about that if you're interested. So shoot him an email. And what was your email again, MC?
Just info@cashflowninja.com.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Joe, thank you. And thank you to your best ever audience out there for having me on. I had a blast.
Are you looking for a hard money loan, or do you have a mortgage note that you want to sell? Then email David at hasslefreecashflowinvesting.com. If you recognize this company, well, that's because David was a best ever guest on the show. It's episode 122, David Campbell. And you can email him at david@hasslefreecashflowinvesting.com. If you're looking for a hard money loan, or if you have a mortgage note to sell.